It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi.
I want you to come over here and watch these crazy videos.
I recently called my two kids over to my laptop to watch music videos by one of my favorite bands, OK Go.
All right.
Are you recording?
If you're not familiar with OK Go, they make poppy kind of rock music, and they also make really innovative...
treadmill!
Yes, sometimes treadmill-based.
We're on treadmills, just dancing.
And also science-based music videos.
Yeah. We did a dance on treadmills, and that's the one that really turned the corner in terms of, like, the whole world going, oh, there's that video band.
That's Damian Kulash Jr., the lead singer of OK Go.
Or, at the time, that treadmill band.
All right, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
So since then, we have done...
Wait, is this by him too?
Yeah, it's by the same band.
We did a big chain reaction machine and a big Rube Goldberg device.
It's like dominoes, how they just keep on going, which makes the other thing move.
Yes, it's like a crazy machine, right,
yeah,
that you build.
OK Go comes across as whimsical, but they're actually extremely intentional about their songwriting and video making.
Okay, where are they now?
On an airplane. Upside down
and inside out. We did a video in zero G.
What?
In microgravity, so we're sort of floating the whole time. We have done drone shots of thousands of people on robotic scooters.
Can I segue?
sort of scooting around a park.
Then there's that time OK Go played musical instruments with a car or made a video featuring a laser that made toast.
It lets us have a canvas that is both musical and visual, and it lets us play with ideas that range from, like, very nerdy to very, very broad and emotional things. And it's really fun.
Which one did you guys like the best?
I don't know. I liked all of them. Wait, well, can I see the first one again?
Which one? The one with the treadmills?
Yeah.
So as we enter the fourth month of quarantine and social distancing, I have kept coming back to Damian Kulash and how he comes up with new ideas. Because he says his ideas aren't actually new at all. They're just concepts that he has put into a new context. And the result is surprise and wonder, which is something we could all use right about now. Because it's been a long haul, and it may not end anytime soon. And maybe this strange and scary time is also a chance for us to look at the world around us from a new perspective.
To be able to use words that you know, but say something that you didn't know, or say something that at least feels fresh and touches you in a new way.
Yeah, because everything has changed, and we are all trying to find our way through these new circumstances. A lot of us are reinventing our jobs or careers, or the roles we play in our families, or rethinking most of our plans for the foreseeable future. It's daunting. It can be depressing. But maybe, possibly, a little exciting. Which is why today we wanted to revisit this episode about reinvention. Because change is hard. Transitions can be tough. But there are also opportunities to explore and discover and reimagine things that we thought we knew. So let's talk reinvention, starting with the creative process and OK Go's Damian Kulash.
So our TED Talk was about creative ideas and where they come from. And the best analogy I could think of was this visual trick that I can't help but play all the time.
Here he is on the TED stage.
I have a compulsive habit. I play parallax and perspective games with my eyes pretty much all the time. And it's something I've been doing since I was a teenager, and I think a big contributing factor may have been that this is how I decorated my high school bedroom.
Okay, so what did your room look like?
I was super into the local Washington, D.C. punk rock scene, and I had posters from all the bands on my walls. I reveled in covering my room with stuff.
And being a teenager, what I did in there, of course, was just talk on the phone for staggering amounts of time. And so I was in this like visual maelstrom, just pretty much usually sitting in one place. And I guess just the overload in general, my brain kind of tried to make sense of it. And I would, you know, if I could move my head off to one side a little bit, like the edge of the desk would line up just perfectly with that poster on the opposite wall. Or if I put my thumb out, I could close first my left eye and then my right, and my thumb would bounce back and forth between Jimi Hendrix's left eye and his right. It was not like a conscious thing, of course. This is just kind of the equivalent of doodling while you're talking, and it's still something I do all the time. This is my wife, Kristen, and it's not uncommon that we are out at dinner and in the middle of a great conversation, then she'll just stop mid-sentence, and when she stops is when I realize that I'm the one who's acting weird, because I'm like bobbing and weaving, and what I'm trying to do is get that ficus back there to stick out of her head like a ponytail.
And to me, that's sort of what the feeling of coming up with ideas is like. Like, I have never been the type of creative person who generates something out of thin air. It's like I put myself in a position where there are all these things flying around me, and then I pray that I can line something up, you know, that I can get something unexpected to click.
So what we do is we try to identify some place where there might just be a ton of those untried ideas. We try to find a sandbox, and then we gamble a whole bunch of our resources on getting in that sandbox and playing. Because we have to trust that it's the process in the sandbox that will reveal to us which ideas are not only surprising, but surprisingly reliable. So some of the sandboxes that we've started videos with. Let's play with optical illusions. Let's try to dance on moving surfaces. Let's try to make toast with a laser cutter. We're just trying everything we can think of because we need to get this idea space filled up with a chaos like the one in my high school bedroom.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying would make you think like, oh my God, this guy cannot stop coming up with ideas. But based on your talk, I would think that you would disagree with that statement.
I do. I do disagree with that statement. I am happy to let the world continue on with the charade that that I invent any of these ideas or that my band does. But it just doesn't feel that way. It really does feel like mining, you know, like you're just digging and digging and digging, and then suddenly there's a giant diamond or, you know, stripe of gold in, and it was just there. Like, each song is like a new discovery, and so sometimes it's like acoustic ballad one song and like an electronic beat with screaming the next song, and somewhat unlike the video or visual parts of this, music will never really succumb to reason, and mm-hmm. that is why it's so magical to me. You know, if I add yellow and red together, I know what color I'm going to get out the other side. If you add this chord to that chord, I can tell you what chord will happen, but I can't tell you what emotion will happen. Mm. You know, it's scratching an itch so deep in your brain that doesn't have a set of sort of like reasons attached to it. It just is. And, you know, my favorite songs ever are the same chords as so many of the songs I hate the most. You know, it's not like you can't break it down that way. It's just there's something about it that touches you that way. And so I think that's why I will probably chase it for the rest of my life, is that it's so magical when you're like you're throwing sounds against the wall and they all just come back as sounds. And then all of a sudden, one of them is this huge ball of emotion, and then you have to like try to figure, oh, how do I get a song out of this? You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
So, can you just apply that to one of your songs? Can we talk about one moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. So it's basically the same process over and over again in sort of like onion skin layers. Mm. So the first version is just Tim, our bassist, alone in his little home studio, just playing around with instruments. And, you know, he's just trying out different things, and he stumbles upon this sort of like evocative, melancholy feeling attached to a particular set of chords around a particular beat. You know, it's like there's something about this thing. It's only really three chords. Mm. We've heard those chords a million times before, but something about doing it with these instruments in this way touches him some way. So he brings that along with, you know, 10 other songs over to my house, and we basically try to recreate it using better recording techniques. And we start the sort of next onion skin layer, which is like, if you have this set of feelings, now can you pull and push and line things up such that you can actually get lyrics attached to this, that, and a melody attached to this that gives it depth and that doesn't flatten it? And with this one, it became about sort of like that feeling of intensity, right? That feeling of being overwhelmed by both the beauty and sadness of life at the same time, that this life you are leading will end. There's nothing more profound. Somehow that gives it all value. If we were infinite, nothing would matter.
And that's a sentiment that has been said millions and millions of times, and yet to be able to say it in a fresh way, that's the talent, that's the skill, that's the joy of your job.
I'm pretty sure we're the only people who've ever said that. So, given the things I make, this will sound off, but I don't think originality is itself all that important. I think communication and connection with other humans is the real sort of brass ring, golden egg. What is it? It's one of those things. Because you can go and try to make a piece of music that has literally never been made before. You can go and try to write words that have never been done before. You can make pictures or images or experiences that have never been done before. But that's almost definitionally going to put you in a territory of just uncomfortable or arbitrary. Like language is a perfect metaphor for this, or analogy, I guess, because you can't just make sounds. You have to use the same sounds everybody else is using and then make them yours, you know?
I am going to take these words forward and try to play the parallax game with all the segments of TED Radio Hour.
You have a perfect sandbox, because
I really do,
right? It's like connecting the dots between those, lining them up so that they're fresh and new, and they communicate in a new medium and in a new place. It will be one of the most satisfying things you have ever done with your life. You will be so happy.
That's Damian Kulash Jr., the lead singer of OK Go. You can watch the band's entire talk on TED.com. On the show today, reinvention. You're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Stay with us.